What if the answer for curtailing violence in schools across a country wasn't gun control, bullying laws, or mental health services? What if the answer was to teach compassion? A group of educators is meeting in Seattle today to explore that idea. They'll hear from a mother from Newtown, Connecticut, whose son died in the school shooting there. She sat down with KPLU youth and education reporter Kyle Stokes.
6-year-old Jesse Lewis must have left them on the family's kitchen chalkboard a few days before the shooting, his mother Scarlett still remembers. 3 words scribbled in a first grader's shaky hand.
And they were nurturing, healing, love. And those 3 words, of course, were phonetically spelled because he was in first grade and just learning to write, but not in a 6-year-old's vernacular. However, in the definition of compassion across all cultures.
Not long afterward, a 20-year-old gunman would shoot and kill Jesse and 25 other students and staff members at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Why Jesse wrote those words, or where he'd even heard them before, is still a mystery to Scarlett. That's why they've stuck with her and helped inspire her answer to a question that many asked in the days after the shooting.
How could something like this possibly have happened? I thought that it was an angry thought in the shooter's head at some point. So I pictured him as a little boy having an angry thought without the tools or nurturing environment or compassion to be able to process that thought. So he blamed someone. And prolonged victimization leads to rage. I believe rage is what fills our prison systems and leads to acts of violence. I really feel like we have an epidemic of rage in our society. And I know that the answer to that is educating people and children with compassion.
What is it about compassion that makes you say, as you've said in the past, that a compassionate education would have stopped the shooter, Adam Lanza, from doing what he did?
Understanding the little that I do about the shooter's background. He literally slipped through the cracks of society. If you understand a little bit about his history, he was really crying out for help his entire life. In fourth grade, he came in with a paper that was a story about a witch that had a broomstick that opened into a semi-automatic rifle and killed kids. Clearly, there were bigger issues than what were addressed. And I think about his mother, who actively asked for help. But it's very difficult to get someone who is of age help when they don't feel like they need it. So she's reduced to basically sitting outside of his padlocked door to his bedroom in the basement, writing emails to communicate with him. Sandy Hook Elementary didn't happen overnight. And I feel like knowing a little bit about the history, there were lots of opportunities to incorporate compassion to stop this. Compassion meaning education, compassion from the counselors, compassion from any component of society. And that just didn't happen.
Doesn't the problem of school shootings across the country require a solution that's a lot more policy-driven, something that directly addresses some of the root causes here of bullying, of mental health, of gun control, perhaps? Depending on how you frame the problem, isn't it a policy one, not one that you can solve with what some might call soft skills?
Personally, I think that all of the anti-bullying movement, anything anti, in my mind, is meeting resistance with resistance. And I don't think that that's, has it been productive? Because the ultimate act of bullying in my mind in a school would be to have a student bringing in a weapon and murdering another student. And that's happening on a regular basis now. It just happened, unfortunately, here. So I think that whereas I know it's made a difference, I think that we need to be for something. I think that that's the more powerful movement.
That's Scarlett Lewis, whose son Jesse died in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting less than 2 years ago. She's one of five keynote speakers at a conference in Seattle this week where educators are coming together to discuss ways to integrate compassion into their schools. Another keynote speaker at the conference, North Thurston School's Superintendent Raj Manhas, who used to lead Seattle Public Schools. Conference attendees are covering bullying issues, school safety concerns, and discipline practices that seek to avoid suspension and expulsion. Lewis herself is working with experts who are developing curriculum for teaching compassion in schools, curriculum that should be ready for a first look by late September. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.